Hello everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic coming to you from politics at AboveTopSecret.com. I didn't see the press conference, either fortunately or unfortunately, but I did read what was said, and I've heard, Sophronia, your take on it. And, you know, I've got to agree with Mr. Whoopi. It's kind of, they don't want to upset the boat, the press. They don't want to be infamous. They don't want to lose their jobs. The government is not operating within integrity these days. So we can't really count on them. We as people and the press can't really count on them to not punish the press for raising real questions. And also, they just want to keep going along, not rock the boat. And I have my own suspicion that they are told, these are the questions, or these are the subjects that I will discuss, otherwise don't bother. Or these are the subjects that you must stay away from. You know, that's just my suspicion, that the government is somehow controlling what the media does. And you asked, what is the media's role in politics? And, you know, that's two questions to me. What should it be, or what is it really today? And, What it should be is, you know, what we all think it should be. They should go in there and get the truth and bring it out to the public. Whether questions are hard or easy, whatever the questions are, bring the truth to the public. What is it today? Media is a business, like Mr. Whoopi was saying. Pure and simple, it's just business. It's about the bottom line. It's about making entertainment. It's about making a show that is palatable to the American public, or the public of the United States. It's about making a show. Ratings. The bottom line. Cash. It's not what it's supposed to be. Media lost its focus long ago. And as far as a question that I would ask the president, you know, I'd like to ask him about 50 questions. And none more important, really, than any other. But I wouldn't get an answer on any of them. So, you know, one question I'd really like to ask him is, on 9/11, as you sat in the classroom at Booker Elementary School, after you had learned that the nation was under attack and that multiple targets were being hit, how did you know that it was safe for you to sit there right where you were? How did you know that your safety was not compromised? Why? Knowing that your whereabouts were well known in the media, weren't you hustled away to safety immediately, knowing that airplanes were hitting important targets in our country? Thanks for listening.